previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. Our team explored the city a little bit more and quite unceremoniously dropped the news of Mika's death to everybody that could possibly have cared about her.
She
is indeed dead. They were directed to a noodle shack owned by a couple of Russian brothers and were directed to a tunnel network underneath where Mika kept her bunker and kept out of the way of everybody else because she was hiding in her possession the Garden of Eden creation kit, which, after a rather anticlimactic fight with a Miss Nanny robot that was guarding the place, Beverly's failure to do any damage to anyone but herself uncovered the box in which it was kept in under her bed. In the dim light in Mika's bunker, clutter of empty food wrappers and discarded trinkets seems insignificant to the discovery in front of you. Among the broken machines and forgotten relics of the past, the team has indeed uncovered something truly extraordinary. The Geck. A device of unimaginable power, capable of transforming the harsh wasteland into a verdant paradise. This is the key to Mika's vision, a chance to restore life to the wasteland.
God, is that you?
Perhaps. I think we should get this... Again. The voices, they come. They tell me to do awful things.
Oh, you as well?
Okay. So yes, you did indeed find the Geck. Yep, sitting low in a reinforced shelf under the bed. Your attention is drawn to the Geck, every other object in the room fading into the background. The Geck, the Garden of Eden creation kit, is a sleek metallic case with reinforced edges. It's designed both utilitarian and elegant. The steel gleams faintly in the dim light, and engraved on the surface are pre-war symbols, a testament to the advanced technology of the past. A single indicator light, soft and green, hums quietly, signalling that the device is still functional, despite the centuries of neglect. Along its side, a small panel displays the words Garden of Eden Creation Kit Model 017, reminding you that it is no ordinary relic of the past. This device is the key to the survival of the new world.
Right, I suppose we should get this back to the vault as soon as possible.
I mean, what else do we have to do?
See the sights around town? Not really anything.
Dr. Rast looks thoughtful. He says, we need to be careful, though. There are plenty of people who would kill to get their hands on this. We can't afford
Including
to let our guard down
you,
now.
Including you, vampire. Don't think I've forgotten.
I'm not a vampire, fucking hell.
Only a vampire would say it's not a vampire.
Look, we'll buy you some garlic noodles or something to prove to Gertrude and the others in a minute. First things first, who's going to be carrying this thing?
Dr. Rast reassuringly says, I'll help you carry it back.
Okay, absolutely.
That's not going to fucking happen.
No.
Does it look particularly heavy?
It's a briefcase-shaped object, not any heavier than, I don't know, say...
Okay.
A laptop.
I'm happy to
Yeah, probably about the sort of weight of a standard-sized PC.
I'm happy enough to take that, then.
You're strong enough for that?
I'm strong enough to lift it. It's only a little briefcase.
All right. I guess we go out the tunnel?
Yep. I'd rather you have your hands free to hit things with.
Dr. Rast stands back, lets Winnegan take the briefcase from the shelf.
Good. Let's get going. We should be somewhat discreet about this. Don't go yelling in the streets if we've got a Geck unit.
Yeah, I also feel like we need to be discreet. I'm gonna agree with Owen again there. That discreetness is the best way to do this.
Can Beverly just smack the back of his head? When it,
right. I was agreeing to her. All right. I was agreeing. Jesus.
You fuck up one word, and all of a sudden.
I was agreeing with time, her. All right.
Wait a minute. What is discreet we? Gertrude does not understand discreet we.
Oh, well, very discreet.
notice me, senpai. Woo, discreet.
You should discreet in the moor. And mindful.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, let's age this podcast with the memes that are not going to be around for another 2 weeks.
I don't think those have been relevant for a lot longer than 2 weeks.
I think they're already irrelevant, yes. All right, so yes, everybody starts making their way towards the entrance of Mika's little shack, or little underground bunker, and making their way back to the tunnel that leads to the underside of the noodle shop. So the team makes their way back to the tunnel. Sorry, I thought you said something there, Flora.
No, I was just going to start making my way downtown. Okay. Some shit like that.
Nothing. It's me, Bush Pest, I'm homebound. Now I'm blue.
Yes, there definitely was no reason to clarify that. Brilliant, let's get back to this.
That's why I went quiet. That's why I went quiet.
The team makes their way back to the tunnel with the Gek in tow.
I was being very discreet.
We're being very careful with our little feeties as we walk around being discreetness. Much discreets.
Not discreet enough. 15 strangers start making their noise.
God damn. We knew it was not
very all with many guns and power armor. Fuck you guys.
Shoved out.
No, so you're making your way back to the tunnel, back towards the ladders up to the noodle shop, where you notice a group of four men. Three of them have managed their way down the ladder. One of them is just at the bottom rungs of it, making their way down. And the atmosphere becomes tense. You freeze.
Do they see us before we see them? Or
they do see you. You are looking. It's a very straight tunnel, dimly lit, but they can see just as well as you can see. And the two groups are now on either are on opposite sides of this tunnel, I guess.
Pine train.
No.
Now, hold on, big girl. I think I got this.
I want to get Winnegan to do for me a perception check, but it's going to be a perception against athletics this time.
That's great. Could I have my Mysterious Stranger perk activated? In case
you can, yes. Don't you worry.
It's one of them.
Discreetly.
That's one success.
That is one success. Unfortunately, that is not enough for this particular check. Eyes wide with panic and rushing past is Dr. Rast. You idiots, only four? I told you there'd be more trouble than this. I said we need more. As he Gertrude runs past the group.
Oh, he was a vampire.
Bastard.
I'm going to stake you with my dildo now.
He manages to move fast enough to wrest the briefcase out of Winnegan's hand and head straight towards the ladder past the four men.
I'm going to eat your face. And leave you alive.
Gertrude had it right. You never trust a vampire. You never do it.
I'll be damned.
He makes it to the bottom rung of the ladder and shouts back, "You have no idea what this is worth. This Gek can change the world, but only if the right people control it. You're all too short-sighted to understand."
I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, Fancy Type, but you ain't gonna live long enough to see it.
Pain train!
Now, are you just saying pain train here, or are you actually running towards them?
Gertrude wanted to kill this bastard for so long, now Gertrude's gonna fucking do it.
She's going feral! She's foaming out the mouth.
I can just see Winnegan holding Gertrude back now, like chains. Like, no, you cannot pain drain.
Rast, you've been with us this entire time. You're very well aware of how much destruction we can cause. Why the fuck did you think this would work?
Patron. Let me kill him.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. Are you just shouting pain train, or are you actually doing it?
I want to do it. I want to see if I'm allowed to.
Fantastic. So,
lining up for a fight.
Yeah, Gertrude's starting the encounter. That's good. So, Dr. Rast.
Jojo.
His own little character. She's curious.
Jojo, motherfucker.
Two successes.
Nice.
Straight to Rast.
Well, calm down. Let's set the scene. We know you're doing your pain train. Don't you worry.
If that's allowed.
We've got to get the wee characters on the map now.
Can I roll damage or shall I not?
Can you just wait until the characters are on the map?
I want to kill Dr. Rast.
You know what? Fucking I think because ugly. You rolled early, you should attack like the wall or something. Because you didn't actually call out which one you could attack.
I did, actually.
Carmen, can you not?
I was under the impression that she was talking about Dr. Rast.
Also, could you arrange them like this so Gertrude can kind of bowling pin them? Just for fun.
No, they're arranged like this because Dr. Rast is trying to escape.
Oh, he ain't escaping.
No.
So should I roll damage?
Yeah, so you've done your pain train and you successfully rolled two successes. They're fantastic. So what you've done is you've ran straight past two of the men, barged your way to Dr. Rast, who is currently in between two other men, and you have knocked him down at the bottom of the ladder.
And done two damage.
Now, everybody's going to give us a little initiative check here.
I'm going to lean down, whisper in his ear,
I'm going to enjoy this. Very much so. Nobody else touch him. He is mine.
Did anyone else just get a shiver down their spine?
I'm going to tear him a new asshole.
And the fact that she's holding the Dildominator the way she's holding him, I don't even know if I want to watch.
I mean, you were wondering what happened that one time you were unconscious for a day.
Yeah, I have goosebumps on the back of my spine that really have never healed after that, so...
Oh, they're not goosebumps, that's disease.
You didn't wash it? Oh.
It wasn't me to put it in there the first time.
Joke's on you, I had those diseases before you messed around with the Dildominator.
You hear that, Rust? You're gonna get disease.
Syphilis is coming for you, and it isn't the only thing.
I added some to that Dildominator. You should be all good and fucked, Rast.
Well, Dr. Rast gets to go first. He has the highest initiative, surprisingly. And, so he's not able to get back up in time to get back in the ladder. He has been knocked prone. He is, however, able to make a desperate attack. And what you see is coming from his lab coat, unfolds a hidden weapon. A strange plastic... barrel comes out from underneath his sleeve and he fires a laser from it, successfully hitting Gertrude.
Make it count, bitch.
In the right leg.
Make it count.
This is doing seven points of energy damage. Do you have any energy resistance on your right leg?
I have two.
Sim, so that is still five points of damage, and you're going to probably get downed by this. You're certainly going to go down to your knee anyway. Let's have a look.
I don't need my knees to put this inside you.
Yeah, so you sort of stumble and fall on top of Dr. Rast here in the middle of these four lads. You fall on top of Dr. Rast as he shot you in the leg.
Surely that should do some damage, having a literal fucking armored tank falling on you.
Yeah. I think I can allow that, actually. Thank you. You've argued that one well. Yes. Gertrude falling on top of somebody probably would do quite a bit of damage. Let's roll for it.
Do you want me to do my melee bonus?
No.
Aw.
Oh, you're not actually trying to hit him. This is an accident. Let's say, I don't know, 4. Oh, Jesus, I should not have said 4. That's 7 damage you just took there. That was
he did. He only has 3 health left.
You know when you make a decision and regret
it
instantly?
You just found some other armor on Dr. Rass.
I broke both his legs and arms.
You're right, I really shouldn't have told you. I'm not going to tell you any of my decisions going forward. Luckily, he does have some damage resistance, so he's only taken 4 points of those damage. He has taken 4 points of damage. It's not a crippling hit, so he's not going to take any additional
6
status effect. Right, let's take him down.
He's on 6.
He should not be on 6. He's got 15 health.
It says 12.
Oh, yeah, it says 12 in his little icon. It says 15 on his sheet.
2 when I tried him. And then obviously the rest of that.
It definitely should say 15, so. Yeah, he's down to 11. Hey. It's the icon that's wrong, not me. Yeah, so. The leader of this group of gentlemen that have made their way down the ladder. In a calm and emotionless voice, and the mission parameters were clear. Retrieve the Geck. Any resistance will be met with force. As they all raise their respective guns towards a number of different people. Now, 2 of them have decided to try and help Dr. Rast out. And they are firing just point blank range into Gertrude.
God, their initiative must be great.
Oh yeah, all these guys have quite high initiative, so they're all going to go first before you all.
Oh, that's shit. No, Gertrude!
Gertrude, have a bomb.
Gertrude, your bomb.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Those are some excellent rolls from the... the first 2 enemies shooting at Gertrude, so they've both hit very successfully, some with crits. There was one of the guys rolled 2 ones. And unfortunately, it doesn't get any bonus damage for that, but it looks like you're taking out another 5 and 7 points of damage here.
Where?
Location is going to be torso and left arm. So, torso, you've got quite a bit of damage resistance there. What's your energy damage?
It's only 2.
2. That's okay. That stops you from taking the crit on that one. Left arm?
None.
Yeah, you're going to take a crit on that one. You're actually dropping the Dildominator here.
Ah, what?
So you have took a total of 9 damage? Hold on, 5. Take away the 2.
9, 8.
You're taking a total of 8 HP damage.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But you have dropped your Dildominator. You will not be able to use a two-handed weapon.
That just means I use a machete to cut your new asshole instead.
Until you get somebody with a heal check on you. The other 2 have decided to fire directly into the crowd. Let's have a look. They're going to go fire. Oh, one of them fires down the tunnel and misses everybody entirely, which is surprising given that it's just a straight shot into a crowd of people. The second one is successful though, and what we've got here, we've got 5 people including Snufflepuff.
Oh no.
Not the dog.
we're adding the dog in the roll. So we're going to roll 1d5 here. Who's it going to hit?
I swear 2. To God, Cap.
It's Billy Bob. Billy Bob's taking
all
this one.
All right.
Dive in front of your dog.
If it wasn't my girl Snufflepuff, we're okay.
All right, so this one hits you in the right arm. Do you have any energy resistance on your right arm?
I have 3.
You have 3. That is very good. So you do take 3 points of damage, but you don't take any status effects off of that. Now everybody else gets to have their turn. Our strange men have all had their turn.
Strange men.
Yeah, are strange new people.
New strange men.
They've all just shot the fucking tunnel up, so. And Dr. Rass is desperately trying to get to this ladder. I think Beverly and Winnegan both have the highest there, so you two get to choose who goes first.
I mean,
I don't mind.
I'm going to attempt to kneecap Dr. Rast, I think, if you don't get to him first.
Well, Winnegan is, Gertrude is still on top of him, so you'd have a hard time actually hitting him. Yeah, I'd put the difficulty up for that particular shot.
Okay, I thought he was running for the ladder. Never mind.
Oh, he did. Gertrude made him stop.
Right. Alright, then I'll just shoot one of the mooks.
Alright.
First, Beverly, or...?
I think I know what you should go for, but you can go for first.
Right, I'm just going to go after this mook here.
Alright, one of the mooks, the one to the left of Gertrude, well, one of the ones to the left of Gertrude, she's currently got two on either side of her. So are you going to be shooting them?
Yep, good old laser rifle. Good old laser rifle. Actually, I have a lot of ammo. Yeah, I'm going to crank this.
Yeah, how many times are you cranking it?
Go bold.
I think just, you know what? Fuck it, twice.
Twice. Extra two rounds for an extra two damage dice, which is good because that was a successful damage roll. So you've rolled a 15 and a 13. Your target was 14. You have hit him. You didn't choose a location, so we're going to say that you hit him in the leg, left leg.
So when it is just jamming, like, saw Gertrude essentially go down with that hit and just starts jamming extra courage after extra courage to the rifle. Like, you son of a bitch, give me a minute.
That's a very good shot. So you've got piercing on this as well, so you're ignoring damage resistance on this one, which is great for you because this guy did have some pretty good damage resistance for the energy on his armor. However, you've managed to ignore that completely, doing 8 points of damage, and this guy's leg actually splits at the knee. He's fallen to the floor. He makes no noise, however. He just falls to the floor with a thud, doesn't scream at all, and just looks towards where his foot currently is, away from his body.
Oh, right, the synth rumors.
Or
vampires, possibly. I don't know if they'd complain at that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the vampire rumor. I mean, that seems the most, you know, reasonable. I feel like, you know, more likely to happen.
Yeah, seems about right. On to you, Beverly.
Alright, Beverly, what are you doing about this?
Which one damaged Gertrude?
Two of them damaged Gertrude. The two at the back here damaged Gertrude. So, if you think of it like, there's two to the left, and two to the right, with Dr. Rast in the middle, and Gertrude in the middle. The two closest to the exit are the ones that hit Gertrude.
Shot from Winnegan is a large growling as she basically bows behind, like, to here. I'm going for this one here.
All right,
winding up a huge whack as she runs.
So you're just going to go for the one in the front at the right, whereas
yes.
Winnegan knocked down the guy on the left. Oh, aye, we need to change his.
Yeah.
Points, there we go, changes HP, there we go. So you're going for the guy on the right. What are you doing to him? You've ran up to him.
Basically, pulling back a fist, like when they do gauntlets, and basically running towards with this fist, like, ready. Because, where's the dildometer? About where I am.
Yeah, I mean, it's still just next to Gertrude. So you're sort of in between Gertrude and the man. The dildominator is right, basically right at your feet.
Do not even.
She'll look at the dildominator, she'll look at Gertrude, nod, but then turn on the, like, the guy. Basically, so no one can grab the weapon other than Gertrude. But then she'll nod and just throw the fist.
party, so she's just throwing a big old haymaker.
Hell's bells. Whoa.
And it's our first 20 roll of the game. A nice crit fail just to start things off. Which, I think, if we remember right, that's exactly the same first roll that you had in the last combat.
I always fucking get them.
Yeah, so you've managed to roll a 20 there on a punch as well. How do we do a crit fail on a punch?
Into the wall?
I think it's going to have to be, because it's quite a, this is quite an enclosed space, this tunnel. There's no real way to fail this one, but you have. You've managed to fail rather badly. So you've run
no
up.
Need to rub it in.
Yeah. No. I'm just stalling here so I can figure out what the fuck is going to happen. Yes, you look down at Gertrude, you look down at the Dildominator. Gertrude gave you a sharp no. Don't do that. So you rethink your position, you go for the uppercut, you miss the man's chin entirely and punch the ceiling above his head. Some cracks show in the foundations above you, and some rocks fall down on top of both you and the man that you're looking to punch. So let's do a wee couple of damage dice for... Well, you only take 1 point of damage, no problem there. You just sort of some rocks hit you in the head.
Oh, my head.
Yeah, so does your. So you've done 1 point of damage to both yourself and the attacking synth.
Okay. At least I've done
some. Yeah. Give you some positive in that crit fail. Anyway. Back to the turns. So everybody else needs to go. It's nurse. It's our nurse handy unit next. How are you helping the situation?
I'm just gonna shoot off my 10mm. Yeah, my 10mm pistol.
So anyway, she just started shooting. Now, are you aiming for someone in particular here?
Yeah, the same guy Thorinjay. Winnegan shots.
Excellent. So you're just looking to shoot a man who's already down.
He's not dead.
Should be an easy shot. Roll that for me.
Small guns. There we go.
Ah, that's a fantastic shot, actually. Target of 8. You managed to roll an 8 and a 2. Brilliant. Go for it. Roll the damage on that one. Yeah, so you just do a straight 3 points of damage to him.
Cool. Now, did I kill him?
You did not kill him.
Did not. Good to know.
No, these are quite healthy chaps.
I'd perk back to it if I killed him, that's all.
Despite losing a leg and having a bullet in him, he's still just looking straight forward, looking ahead. Really hasn't changed expression at all. Belly Bob and Snufflepuff.
Vampires.
It's you next.
Okay, I'm going to let Snufflepuff go first. Here, I'm going to attack this person right here.
All right, so this guy's really getting it. He's lost a leg, he's got a bullet in him, and now he's got a dog with a knife in his mouth coming up to him.
Yes, he's having a great old time.
Yeah, he's not enjoying life in this sewer.
That is one success.
Yeah, it's an easy hit, absolutely. No trouble there. What kind of damage does Snufflepuff do? Remember to add the damage dice.
Yep. And we've got 5 physical damage plus vicious. So that's 7 damage.
Oh, that is horrifying. She's just cutting into his face. She just ran up to him. She's slicing away into the poor guy's face. Any head physical resistance he does, he's got 2. But you've done 7, so that's still a 5 actually for the head. Yeah, so she's actually blinded the guy.
Oh, she's
just
hell.
Yeah. So she just ran up to this guy that's currently got 1 leg and she's cut the guy's eyes out.
Jesus Christ!
This is a gnarly scene right here.
That's my girl!
The guy's still not dead though, and he's still not even uttered a word.
Oh my god.
Maybe I should give rest to the dog. Jesus Christ.
Then I'm going, while Snufflepuff is over there attacking him, and they're on the ground, I'm assuming this guy behind them would be more clearly visible, I would assume.
Yes.
So I'm... Billy Bob is going to fire at him with the railway rifle.
Yeah, let's get a wee railway shot up in here. That sounds good.
That is a crit success.
A crit success. Absolute opposite rolling of Beverly. Well done, you. And with your upgrades, that is a very long name it's got now.
Yeah, it's very long.
You get the recoil compensated, scoped automatic, bayoneted long railway rifle with laser sight. And you're doing a total of 12 points of physical damage with breaking. So this guy's armor that he's got, he does have physical resistance on his armor. So he's not going to take the full 12 points of damage. However, that armor is now useless.
It's like a break.
For every other shot after this, he's going to have no physical damage resistance.
You know, I think it's funny is I just imagine since Billy Bob is a ghoul and he's practically a skeleton and a railway rifle is by no means a small weapon. Like, as I fire it, like, it physics-wise, it would send Billy Bob flying, like, 10 feet back just taking one shot with this thing. Ah!
Rail cannon.
Yeah.
Can you rocket jump at that thing?
aim it towards the ground and shoot myself up into the air. Yeah.
Rocket man.
Well, I can tell you that you did hit him in the right leg, and he is still taking 8 points of physical damage despite your roll, which means that is another crippling hit. You've actually took another person's leg off in this fight, and this leg is actually pinned to the wall at the exit. Currently a couple of feet off the ground, actually.
So you've
pinned it by the shin bone to the back of the wall. And you know what? We're not going to say that his leg came off. His leg is still attached to him. It is just pinned to the wall.
Ooh. You ain't going anywhere, motherfucker.
Again, similarly, he seems to show no reaction in his face. He just reiterates the statement. Mission parameters are clear. Retrieve the geek. Despite not being able to move. And Gertrude, you're the one that's took all the damage this turn. It's your turn to react to this. You've dropped your Dildominator. You're down. You're on top of Dr. Rast.
My good sir, how badly would a thermite bomb go off in this situation?
There'd be no more Gertrude.
I mean, I could probably run from that, couldn't I? Would I have enough opportunity to get further enough away?
You would.
Would it affect Snuffle and Beverly?
It would definitely affect Snufflepuff and Beverly, yes.
It's another one goes.
Don't hurt my dog, Gertrude.
He's not.
You could
little
do it this turn. You could get yourself away, despite your injury. I would allow you to get yourself far enough away. However, the blast would still affect Beverly and Snufflepuff at this point, given the concentration of the enemies.
No, Gertrude's going to pull the machete out while still on top of Rast.
God, I wish that were me.
On top of Rast, she's trying to try and slaughter the guy, I suppose.
It's right up against his ear.
I told you I'd cut you.
Three successes.
Yeah, one of those was a crit success there, so you rolled a 2 and a 12. Excellent.
I would like
what
to
kind
point
of damage
out
you
I'd
rolling
like to
on that?
Head.
Which one?
Underneath the jaw.
9 with piercing. So that's 10, 11?
Should be 11. I think piercing's per face, right, Kat?
Yeah,
piercing's for the armor.
On his head.
Let me see. Because I don't think this kills the guy. He does have physical damage resistance.
Doesn't piercing go through?
Piercing goes through that, though.
Yeah,
so he doesn't get no damage resistance. Not here.
Yeah, but he's only got 2 HP left. How do we do this?
Oh, we'll let him die.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely... He's cut to shreds. He's bleeding. He's bleeding horribly.
Oh, there's no face
only
left.
Only one option. That's a dramatic exit.
Yeah, he's having himself a good gargle.
He doesn't get away. Gertrude's still on there, still on top, whispering in his ear.
Your last thing you'll hear is my knife going into your anus.
I think you forgot where the anus is. It's not generally in the face area.
He's still alive. There's one more attack.
How does it feel? The very last thing you remember being the bottom to a super mutant.
Again, I wish.
He's gonna learn the definition of power top.
Power top.
Just a little pinky finger, just going hee hee
hee. Oh no.
Unable to turn his head, gargling and with a massive weight on top of him, he desperately tries to fire off another shot to release himself from Gertrude's grasp.
Oh, Gertrude can fire off a shot, all right.
This is going to be too difficulty because of the amount of damage done to his body and face at the moment. He has managed to get one success, but I'm going to say that's not enough to hit Gertrude at this point. He is like that. That's normally like a head injury would be to, that would increase the difficulty of the shot anyway. So this is going to go wide despite the closeness. His desperate attempt to escape has failed. And
for that, you get the entire fist.
He continues to lie underneath. Now,
squeal for me, Doctor. Squeal for me.
Okay, so to let you know, it's the enemy's turn now again. Dr. Rast has took his and failed. Now the four guys all have their turns. We have one guy who is blind and lame and currently being cut on by a dog. Another guy with his right leg punctured and pinned against the wall at the back. And the two guys on the right have absolutely no damage done to them at all. The one that was just attacked by Beverly is going to strike back at her. Now this guy, I think he has... Does he have his little... Institute Shock Baton? Yes, he does. He takes out a taser, a little shock baton, and smacks Beverly with it.
Where?
He actually just pokes it into your face.
That bastard.
Oh my god. That is 7 points of energy damage. Do you have any energy resistance on your head?
Not unless I get some for being a super mutant, no.
Alright, so you take the full amount. And yeah, you are dazed, dizzy, and I'm a little bit concussed. So if you try and do any your next round, any actions you're taking, any attack actions or anything like that, is going to be an increased difficulty for you.
Right. Basically, I need two. Difficulty two, basically.
The guy behind him does not attack. He takes the briefcase from Dr. Rast as he's struggling with Gertrude.
Winnigan had it.
Hey, he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
I have it.
No, that's Winnigan. Does nobody listen to me at the start with that? The start of this combat encounter when you did that perception check.
Oh, was that just sleight of hand?
Yes.
Okay.
He ran past you all, wresting it from you, and that's why he's running for the ladders. He's not just running to get away. He didn't declare that he's betraying you and ran away. He actually betrayed you and then ran away.
Oh, sorry. Discord just kind of went no.
Yeah.
Same.
Damn you, stealing our point next position.
Oh, I'm glad it wasn't any less dramatic for any of you. Jesus Christ.
Damn you, Discord.
You fiend.
So yes, the chap, the only non-injured guy at the back, doesn't attack. He instead takes the briefcase from Dr. Rast and tries to get out himself. Now, unfortunately, this is going to open up him up for an opportunity attack from Gertrude. He's taking the risk. He's like... going to try and get past Gertrude. Gertrude, what do you do to a man who's trying to get past you as you're lying on top of Dr. Rast?
As I'm fiddling with Dr. Rast, I look up from the machete. Where do you think you're going? Bitch!
Oh, and you fail. You fail entirely.
I have luck.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Spending two.
You're spending both of them.
I'm spending both of them.
I'll allow you to reroll them.
One success.
And you did. You managed to get one success. So you have swung the machete up from Dr. Rast into the trap, trying to get past you onto the ladder outside.
Into his anus.
And yeah, you know what? Let's see what kind of what was his damage resistance. His damage resistance was only one, so he is actually taking a full 6 points of damage there. Oh wait, you've got piercing on that as well. No, he's taking the full 7. Yeah, he's taking 7 points of damage, and that is a crippling hit. Let's see where you hit him. In the torso. Yeah, so yes, in the anus, actually. Yeah, you did actually manage to see you. You did manage. Yeah, so he's turned away. He's thinking that he can risk it all, escape up the ladder. But as he's going up the ladder, he is skewered, shish kebabbed, onto Gertrude's machete. And you know what? He falls backwards over Gertrude and in between Beverly and Snufflepuff with a... I'm going to say that, yeah, you know what? You're going to have to pull that machete out of him in the next turn if you want to continue using it.
Who said I want to use it the next turn? I have other plans for Rast.
I have plans for you.
Unfortunately, two of the synth enemies have yet to take their turn. Our chap that's been blinded and... had his leg knocked off. He's waving wild with his gun. He just fires, and he does get the two successes required to make a hit. Now, this guy doesn't know where he's firing, so we're going to do a little roll for you. So there's six of you. That's including the doggo. We're going to do a wee 1d6. See where that. One. Billy Bobby hits you again.
Damn it!
Not the other leg.
Oh, 6 points of damage. That's a burst as well, so... Is that the one that makes it hit win again? Let me just check that. Yes, burst is the one that hits one additional target within close range of the primary target. Each additional target spends one additional unit of ammunition. Burst. Okay, so yes. So Winnegan is going to take a hit here as well. And it looks like it's for the full damage amount. So do you have any energy damage resistance?
So where does it hit me?
Let's say it is to the head.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, I only have one there.
That's fine. You're taking 4 points of damage. Billy Bob, do you have any head energy damage resistance?
Let me look.
I have none energy damage resistance to my head.
Okay, so you're getting dazed by this one as well. This will increase the difficulty of your shots like with Beverly. You've both been knocked very hard about the dome, so that's quite a successful hit for a blind guy.
Are they flat for a blind guy?
I know the coolies say I'm pretty fly for a blind guy.
The next guy targets Winnegan directly, however. From his position at the back, with his leg pinned against the wall, he raises his Institute laser. He fires off a shot. Does 6 energy damage to... Oh, do you have any energy resistance on your torso this time?
Me?
Yes.
Yep, I have 1.
Reasonably good. So you only take 5 damage. That's a bleeding effect, though, you get. So you're going to take damage every round until that's healed.
What? It has a bleeding effect on it?
No, you do, because you took 5 damage to the torso.
So I'm dead then.
Oh, so are you downed?
Uh-oh. Yeah, because I have one health left, so as soon as that triggers, I'm...
Oh, well, you've got one health left, don't worry, it's not until the next turn. And the damage dice rolls, but it's only 2 damage dice, so there is still a chance that you don't actually take any damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you might want to think about healing up in your next turn, though.
If only there was a healing character on our party.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, fuck, Rast.
Nurse Hand, you were saying today.
I think
speaking of your next turn, it is your turn.
No, just instantly claps from Bulbos, or is it on the enemy's turn that triggers?
I will answer you by putting these 2 damage dice into the counter here, and yes, you're down.
Oh, there we go, yep.
Yeah, so you did take that 1 point of damage that you needed. You are in your death saving throw state.
Hoonigan takes the hit, looks completely unaffected for 2 seconds, then collapses in a dead faint.
Basically, shock. Shock manifested. It didn't seem that you took that much damage, but you did. And you're feeling it now. So let's have a look at stabilizing the dying.
Oh shit. Not really good. No, not really good. Not allowed. Not allowed.
Right, it's a while since we had to look at this page, ever since Ivor. But yep, death.
Here we go. And that went so well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Beverly's going to join him soon.
When your characters are just to 0 HP, they suffer an injury to the location. Blah, 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 blah. Endurance and survival test. So you must attempt an endurance and survival test. A difficulty number equal to the number of injuries you have. That is only 1, fortunately for you. So... give me an endurance and survival test and see if you can pass that.
Spend all the AP.
Yeah.
Does that give me points extra dice before I roll, or?
Yes, the AP gives you the extra dice before you roll, and your luck for re-rolling ones that you've already rolled.
Alright, I'll take all of them then, and hope none of us get downed. And that's 2 extra dice, right, because the first one's 1 and the second one's 2.
Yeah, so it's 3 AP, because remember, you do have a full roster of 6 here, so if you want to spend 3... of your AP, you can get an extra 2 dice.
2 dice. Oh no! What? No!
Oh come on, that's 3 successes.
Don't worry, it's 3 successes. We're fine.
and a nat fail for our listeners.
Yeah, we can say that's winning your extra dice. So you've managed to pass your dying check on this one. Unfortunately, that's pretty much all you can do on this turn. You haven't died yet, but you also don't have any HP, so you'll just have to do that check again at your next turn until you have more HP. Alright, so Winnegan wasn't able to take our turn. Nurse Handy, it's your turn next.
Awesome. Do your job, you stupid robot.
Yes, I'm getting there, thank you. God damn it, stupid fucking super mutants. So yeah, Willigan dying in front of me, see, not the first time. Let me just see here, medicine check?
Quick medical check, it's intelligence against medicine, yes.
Awesome, and also for once in this playthrough I'm going to use my diagnostics mod, which is some equipment I have, that reduces the difficulty of medicine test by 1.
Have you ever used that before?
No, first time.
How long have you had it?
All game, maybe even my last character as well.
You dumbass.
Oh god, can Rash just be giving like criticism? Oh, are you kidding?
That's a critical fail. You rolled a 20.
That's a pass.
Carbon.
Right?
Winnegan is going to haunt you.
Gertrude is going to kill you.
Well, you know, there was that story about that other guy who died in our past, and they chopped his dick off. Could be one of those moments.
Oh my god. Right, so, as the robot is tending to Winnegan unsuccessfully, he the robot slips its, I don't know, it's just, it's flailing its little arms around about. It's not having a good time over there, trying to tend to the dying friend in the corner. But as this is happening, a strange sound, a sort of a wind, a rustling, a tumbleweed goes by. And it's as if a group hysteria takes effect. Everybody sees a strange apparition of another man in the tunnel.
Roger, we'll deal with you later.
A chap with a long coat on, a hat, and he raises a revolver.
Shoots with the
shoot, Billy.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Don't you fucking do it.
The mysterious stranger shows up and shoots one of the synths.
Not pressed.
And it appears that the mysterious stranger inflicts 8 dice with piercing and vicious damage. Okay, let's do that. That's a very, very good shot. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points of damage.
Save me, Beverly. Save me.
Not yet, you haven't. Oh, fuck you, I didn't win everything. The mysterious stranger just showed up, so don't interrupt him when he's doing his thing. The man with his arm, with his leg pinned against the wall at the back, takes a shot to the face. He is also blinded. He takes it right into the eye socket. However, he is not dead. A surprising amount of damage from that. So it's not me. Hey, Matt, I was changing that. Don't do that. it's more damage than that.
More?
He's down to 6.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah, so he is. He's very hurt and blinded at the back of the tunnel. So mysterious stranger has shown up at last and done what he does. Right, Beverly. You're dazed. You took a taser to the face. What are you doing?
I think in her dazed rage, she's basically just going to swing her arm out while basically trying to cover her face, but basically swinging out her arm just like clothesline whoever's nearby. She knows Gertrude's on the floor, but trying to get some sort of damage out.
Swing wild haymaker. It's still going to need 2 successes to hit, so give me a roll for the hit first. And you actually did get 2 successes. Fabulous. With your crit skill, you rolled a 2. That's 2 successes, so you do hit the man, the only man who's actually currently standing around you. Give me the damage roll for that.
4
physical damage. You do punch him for 4 damage. You wind him a little bit, but he's not taken aback. He's not critically injured. He is fine and still on his feet. The only one of the sins here that actually has use of his feet.
Nah, you bastards.
Excellent. So that's Winnegan. That's the nurse, and that's Beverly had their turn. It's back to Gertrude, Billy Bob, and Snufflepuff, who have really been pulling their weight here with the damage in this particular
Billy,
combat.
If you don't mind, Billy, I would like to just finish this bastard off right now.
Go for it.
Cap, is he human?
That's a good question.
Can he be human regardless if... he's going to die anyway, but can he be human?
No one's saying the robots don't have an anus.
Oh, no. He needs to be human for this bit.
Oh, I think I know why.
Means a very human-shaped synth. These are like grade 3 synths. They're very human.
Oh, is it? Okay. I've not done unarmed with Gertrude before. What's the roll for that to see if it hits?
There is an unarmed skill in the...
So there is. So I'd like to be leaning over Rast and say,
guess what, Rast? You've only got 2 hit points remaining in this world where hit points are a thing.
Gertrude's got hold of something. You're going to feel pop.
Christ.
Oh my god, she rolled three successes with that unarmed roll as well. Okay, so I guess
somehow
I...
Somehow three pops happen.
Yeah, I guess I have to allow...
Oh!
Wait, surely... Perfect. No, you've not done. You've not rolled enough there. You've got...
You know what?
One ball pops.
So, it's... Oh, three that's for just... the unarmed roll, and then your melee modifier on top of that. What's your melee modifier?
It was... The melee modifier is four.
Right, oh, so you should have rolled another three
melee
dice there.
No, melee modifier is one, should I say.
Oh, your melee modifier
and
is only one?
And it's a four melee bonus.
A four melee bonus, yeah, so...
That's four dice rolled.
That is a shame.
That is funny.
I guess Gertrude only popped one ball this time
three
round.
Successes, so I will allow you to pop one of the man's testicles.
I mean, you did promise to shove your fist up his ass and wear like a hand puppet, so that's still an option.
Gertrude's got the other one in her hand. She's just savoring the moment.
All right, Billy Bob and Snufflepuff, how do you react to this?
Fear, a mixture of fear and horror. I think Billy Bob feels like he's about to puke witnessing what he just witnessed. But he's just gonna say okay. And I'm gonna say Snufflepuff is gonna continue wailing on the guy that she was wailing on. I believe, right? Because I'm looking at the map. He's still there?
That is fine, yeah. If you want to just have her continue to cut into the face of this blind man, we're happy with that. You want to just roll Snufflepuff's damage for me first?
That's a crit fail.
Oh,
Snufflepuff rolled a 20 as well. That's unfortunate. Ooh. I think she got some of the blood in her eye. She just had to wipe it out before she can do anything else.
Oh, all right.
And then she just sits and has a wee scratch.
And then Billy Bob is going to attack the same guy he was attacking since he succeeded so well last time.
Yeah, the one that's pinned against the wall and just took the shot from the mysterious stranger. That is a successful shot again. So are you going to pin another part of his body to the wall here? Let's have a look. You're going to pin his other leg against the wall, which actually kills him. Yes. So he is dead. He's very dead from a leg shot, interestingly enough. You have managed to successfully kill the first of the bizarre synth intruders. Well done, Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Billy, you're making it too easy for them. They have to suffer.
You know what? Dr. Rast has to actually get himself free from Gertrude's grasp. So we're going to see if he can do that straight away. Let's have a look. Dr. Rast, let's give him a quick strength test.
That has to be at a disadvantage.
Oh, he critically fails the roll anyway. He rolls a 20, regardless of the disadvantage. He basically just squirms and whimpers in underneath Gertrude for this turn.
That's right.
And doesn't
Make
manage to do much, much of anything else.
Make for Gertrude? More Gertrude. Make more noises for Gertrude.
All right.
Gertrude will make you squeal.
Beverly, unfortunately, your fist fight with this particular synth is not going well for you so far. He has still got his trusty shock baton in his hand, and he's just going to go straight in for another hit, which he succeeds on, doing another 4 points of energy damage to your right leg. Now, do you have any energy damage resistance there?
I doubt it, and... Right leg, fuck all.
Yep, so you take 4 points of damage, but it's not a crippling hit. Unless you only had 4 HP left.
I had 2!
Uh-oh.
Was that... What was that?
I had 2, now I have minus 2.
So you are in death rolls as well.
Blah!
Fucking hell. Okay, this is going very well for you all.
We have so many healing items. We stocked up.
Yeah.
I have fuck all.
I was in jail.
Our blind chap is still just... He's waving wild. He's, where is it? Fucking character sheet, come here. There we go. Yep, he's just shooting wild into the tunnel. Unfortunately, this particular shot does go wide for him. He does not hit anything. And so he's still taking the knifing from Snufflepuff and shooting wild and hitting nothing. Our chap in the back is dead, so that only leaves our skewered synth trooper at the front here. Now he is very unhappy about the fact he's just been skewered. And he needs to try and get himself released, so he's waving his arm wildly at Gertrude, trying to hit her with a shock baton while being impaled. So we're going to impose a little bit of disadvantage to him for this particular one, which he actually manages to succeed two successes though. So he, despite the disadvantage, he does hit Gertrude with his shock baton. Does 3 points of energy damage. Do you have energy damage resistance, Gertrude?
I do, but where?
The right leg.
I have two.
Alright, so you only take 1 point. So he just sort of zaps you a little bit in the leg, trying to get you to release the shish kebab.
Wait, have I got hold of that and Rasta's nuts at the same time?
You're still holding on to the end of your machete, and you are currently in the process of popping testicles with your other arm. Yeah.
So he can't then technically turn around if I'm holding on to it.
No, he didn't turn around. He's waving the shock baton behind him, trying desperately to hit you.
So I'm like basically missing. Holding on and basically pointing him where I want.
So we're going to go back to the turn counter, and Winnegan's going to have to see if she survives another one of these endurance tests.
If I die, I'm fucking decommissioning you from the afterlife, robot.
No, if you die, God, you go nuclear.
I swear.
You do still have 3 AP left if you want to use more dice.
No, we did. Did we get some back?
No, you only used it. You only rolled an additional 2 dice in the last one, so that's.
And we've had multiple successes over than what we've needed.
Yeah.
Alright, so 3. But should I leave that for Beverly, who's also going to have to do this?
Well, let me just check the additional successes here, see if you've got. Because you definitely still had 3 anyway. Where was your last roll?
Gertrude has a Nuka Cola that gives us 2. I've been carrying that around for fucking ages.
It's all crusty now.
You're what?
Flat.
I had a Nuka Cola in my pocket for the entire time. Oh, I'm being serious.
A warm, ass sweaty Nuka Cola.
Yeah, remember Cap took and nicked the other one out of the two and downed it.
There we go. I mean, you got 3 successes on your roll anyway, so that added another 2. Okay.
Alright, I'll take 2.
We got one more success from Beverly. So yes, Beverly needed those 2 successes. Oh yeah, right. And then they all came back with Gertrude's turn because she got 3 successes on hers when she only needed 1. So you've actually got an entire 6 points remaining.
I'll use up 3 of them to get 2 more dice. Then Beverly can use up 3 as well.
Yep.
Survival endurance, 2 extra dice. 2 successes.
Excellent. Yes, you're not quite dead yet, but again, you're not able to do much else this turn.
I will save you, Winnegan. Don't worry.
Can someone else please?
No, everyone's busy. It's just me.
Gertrude's kind of a bit busy right now.
Gertrude's got the doctor's in his hands. And, you know.
Try again, Cartman. Go on. See if Nurse Andy can manage a successful medical check.
Remember, I do get that +1 on my diagnostics mod. So, you know, because that's going to really work this time. Yes, it is.
That's 2 successes. And with a medicine of 4, that gives you 8 points of health back. You do still, however, have the bleeding effect, so it's going to take an additional stim pack in order to get rid of that, but you can worry about that your next turn.
Yay!
Thank God.
Beverly.
The robot did its job.
Hello.
Give me that endurance and survival check, please.
Oh.
Can I use some of the AP to come back?
Yeah.
Funny if Yale dice. Said no.
We're getting the third character.
Fail it anyway.
Two additional dice.
Anticipation is killing me here. Come on.
Patient. Is it two additional dice?
Yes.
Great. And there we go. And
two successes. Beverly is down, but not yet dead. Gertrude, Billy Bob, Snufflepuff, it's time to do some damage. Unless Gertrude wants to heal Beverly.
Gertrude busy.
Just waves, it's fine.
I would like to insert my full arm into his rectum and pull his skull out through his anus.
Good God, why? Why, Matt? Why?
So I'm going to get you to do the unarmed roll again for this one. Because the knife's already in.
Both fisting, I'm getting head, technically.
And in order to get into him, you're talking like an instant death maneuver here, so I'm going to put...
I mean, I'm happy if it doesn't quite happy as happen as that, but as long as it kills him.
Alright, tell you what. If you get two successes, I'll allow you to insert the knife entirely into him.
Oh no, not the synth. I'm talking about Rast.
Oh, Rast. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, what are you looking at him?
I want to put my fist into his anus and pull his skull out through it.
Oh, he's not exactly going to be putting up much of a fight here, so that's not going to be difficult. Yeah, give me an unarmed roll there.
I just did.
Oh, one success. Yes, so you don't quite make it all the way up to his skull. I'd say you managed
to
get...
Can you close your hand and make it
I'd
talk.
Say you managed to get as far up as his ribcage.
Heart shot.
Just
wiggle
around like a
claw. Night, night.
Yeah, so Dr. Rast is definitely dying on this round. Gertrude, you know what? Describe how that goes. You managed to get as far up as his ribcage. What do you do with that?
Gertrude grab hold of his heart and squeeze. Yeah.
Fair enough. That'll do the job. Yes,
hey,
Dr.
There was
Rast
another
is
pop.
Dead.
Oh, Gertrude keeps her arm up then.
Playing soft.
I'm using that motherfucker as a meat shield.
Is Gertrude playing soft?
Oh,
puppets
she already won. She already won.
You know what? I'll get away with this. Gertrude has now equipped a shield, which is going to make any ranged attack against Gertrude is going to make them an additional difficulty die.
Is there psychological damage in this game? Because I think it might.
There would
purpose.
Be if these guys were human. Unfortunately, they are unfeeling automatons, and they do not care that Dr. Rast has died. Snufflepuff, what are you doing?
Gertrude is happy with her success.
Beverly and Minnie's just like,
Is Snufflepuff doing anything?
Snufflepuff is going to do exactly what she's been doing. She's going to keep biting that, keep slashing that motherfucker. And that's another crit fail! Why? Why is this?
Good. I mean, she's a good girl, but she's not doing particularly well here. She started off strong, blinding the poor guy, but she's not doing much else here. She's just sort of been scratching herself. In fact, this time she just raises a leg and pisses in one of his wounds. It does no damage.
There's just psychological damage.
Yeah.
Emotional damage.
Billy Bob, are you actually able to help finish off any of the remaining synths?
Yes.
Or would you like to do a healing turn?
Well, I don't know how... I'm not real good at healing. I have zero intelligence and... and nothing in medicine, so I feel
you
like...
I have at least four intelligence.
Yeah, four. So four intelligence and nothing in medicine. So I could give it a shot. I feel like I would do bad. But I feel like the best thing for me to do would be to run up and try to stab the fucker that Snufflepuff is messing with the bayonet on the end of my robo rifle.
Charge!
Good lord, okay. So he's going in for a bayonet charge right here. Hold on, I wasn't expecting this. So let me just check the bayonet damage roll here on the ranged weapons. Where the fuck is the bayonet? Oh, there it is there. Right, melee weapon deals 4 piercing, 1 physical damage. Okay, so 4 damage dice. So you make the roll, and if it succeeds, it's 4 damage dice.
And I failed.
It did not succeed. That's okay, though. You run up, you start poking the guy, you do not penetrate.
No penetration for you.
I hate to ask.
I really like this.
I'm about to say, big girl, you might show me how to penetrate. I'm having issues.
Wiggle. And it's back to the synths, the one that's getting poked and getting prodded with the railway rifle and with Snufflepuff's knife. He's decided to switch and is going to wave around his shock baton. Again, he's doing so legless and blind, but he succeeds. Nonetheless, you're both close enough for him to actually try and get a hit in. He does 3 energy damage to... Oh no. He hit Snufflepuff.
Cap.
He's done 3
Cap.
Energy damage to Snufflepuff.
Cap.
Da, da, da.
He shocked your dog with a taser.
Oh. She's down to 4. She's not dead.
That is that's hard to do, by the way. That doesn't feel good.
Oh, you enjoyed it.
The guy who is scared is doing the same. He is waving his shock baton at Gertrude. He only gets 1 success. He needed 2. He's waving it as best he can towards Gertrude, but he cannot reach. He is scared, and she is still holding him in place by the anus.
Next.
The only one that could possibly do any damage to anybody has dealt with Beverly. He now turns his attention towards Gertrude, firing his laser at her.
He has to have an extra success.
Not realizing, yep, that I've already put that at a disadvantage for him. Why did that just roll a damage?
That's
an entirely wrong roll. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did I do that?
Hold on.
Try again. Oh, he failed completely. He looks towards Gertrude, and despite his cold, calculating robot brain, he sees her skewering one of his troops and human meat shielding the other, and he doesn't quite know where to fire. His shot goes wide despite the point blank range. So that was a very unsuccessful round for all of the synths in that turn. Let's go back to Winnegan. You are up. You are ready. You're no longer no longer dead. You do, however, take a wee couple points of bleed damage. You take 4 points of bleeding damage. That's a good thing. You got 8
just
back.
A little bit.
couple.
Well, I was going to try and help Beverly, but I think I need to do some self-preservation first. I'm going to use a stim pack to fix that problem.
Alright, let me just see if that's different, just for consuming a stim pack in a combat encounter. I don't think that actually needs a... It doesn't need a... a medical check. Let's just check.
Also, do I still get hit points back if I'm also curing the bleed, or do I just cure the bleed?
Right, if you're looking to cure the bleed, that will need a medicine check.
Yep.
But you will not get any hit points back for it. So, yep, cure the bleed. Do a quick medical check for me.
Sure, medicine. plus in intelligence?
Yes.
One success.
Yeah, one's enough. You have cured yourself from the bleeding, and you have no current outstanding wounds. So all you have to worry about now is just your very low HP. Excellent. Successful roll from Winnegan. Nurse Handy, what are you doing?
Still going to be shooting, I think.
Nurse Handy, what are you doing?
I'm going to be shooting the guy in front of... what's her name? Not Bertie.
Sorry, Flower. I gave him a second chance there, but he has decided to... he's decided to start shooting.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll get caught.
I'm too far away from Flower, so I can't hear him. I'm sitting up.
You can move. You have. You are able to move as part of your turn as well, you know.
You staple to the floor.
Yeah, but that sounds like effort, you know. I think I'd rather just shoot.
That's fine. Excellent. So, who are you shooting?
Power through.
Might make yourself some more armor when I wake up.
I feel like I lost you when you were telling me who. It doesn't matter, actually. Who you were trying to shoot because you failed. Target of 8, you rolled a 10 and a 12. So, bullet just flies over Beverly's head and hits no one. Speaking of which, Beverly, how are you feeling?
She's just snoring. She's just unconscious, I suppose.
Flower, give me another endurance and survival test. The man who has done the most of these this entire campaign.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you have any luck points?
Yes, I shall burn. I have 6, so I shall
come. You might as well burn both of them, mate.
I have 6. I've also got 6 out of 6. It's 1 for 1. 3 for 2.
Yeah, luck is just 1 for 1, isn't it?
Alright.
I mean, you do still have 3 AP left if you do want to roll an additional 2.
He's already rolled the roll.
You do still have 3 AP left if you want to. I'm trying.
Let's re-roll it.
Yeah, roll 4 dice for me.
Oh, fuck's sake.
There you go. You even get one of those AP back.
So was that luck or was that AP?
That was both. You spent the AP and you spent the 2 luck points.
Okay. I live.
So you do have 1 AP, so hopefully a lot of other people manage to get a lot more successes for your next round. Depending on what Cartman does. Gertrude and Billy Bob and Snufflepuff, it is back to you guys again. This has been a hard fight for you.
I'm gonna ask Big Girl if I could go ahead and have my finally take care of this motherfucker that is avoiding me this whole time.
Go for it. Gertrude got her meat puppet. She's happy.
All right. Why? Why? I'm using luck. I got luck points. I'm going to reroll that.
Using athletics and strength, mate, you've got none of either of them.
Really?
And
I failed to stab a man that I'm standing over with a bayonet, and he's missing a leg. And he's blind.
You really would have been better off just shooting him point blank. Maybe in your next turn. Snufflepuff, can Snufflepuff bring this back? Can she help you out?
Snufflepuff, you gotta do this for Daddy, alright? You gotta really do this. Daddy's losing all confidence in himself. That's one
she
success.
Does. Yeah. She decides to bring it back. She's done scratching herself and taking a piss. She is back in the fight.
5 damage.
5 damage.
7.
Vicious effect. 7. She she, Snufflepuff, I don't know if you want to describe this for me. Describe how a small dog with a knife in its mouth can execute a man.
Oh, clearly. With a knife in his mouth, she, at first, stabs. Now, he's missing both eyes, so she's already taken those out. So she takes the knife and stabs it into the eye socket and leaves the knife for just a second. And then with the knife out of her mouth, rears back and rips his throat out with her teeth.
Appropriately brutal. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, unfortunately, it's back to our synth baddies.
Hold on.
Me.
Nope, too late.
Did I skip Gertrude? I do apologize, Gertrude. I was getting a little bit excited there. Go for it. What do you do with your meat shield and your shish kebab?
Gertrude follow up with the machete up the butt even further.
So you just keep on trying to shove that in a little bit more. Go on, roll that machete roll for me. That is three successes. You have successfully shoved it in a bit further. The point of the blade is now poking into the man's throat from the inside.
Does that mean he's halfway on my arm already?
Yeah, you have him on your... He's at least on your wrist.
Gardos have two meat shields.
Still, however, very much alive. And has use of his arms, unfortunately, for you, so...
I have an idea next to
it. Yeah, and he... Now that he's a bit closer to you, he's able to hit you far more successfully with the shock baton. Which he swings round at you, hits you in your right leg as you're pulling him towards you. And does three energy damage, so that's only 1 point you take, is that right?
One. Because I have resistance, so that's one.
So not a good hit there either, Jesus. He's not having a good time. And then finally our coarser friend decides to follow up by shooting.
Quiet, my pet.
Gertrude. He tries to get the two successes. Will he do it? Dun, dun, dun. That's the wrong one. Hold on. Cancel.
Double meat shield.
With the double meat shield, yes. He needs to get two successes here.
If he fails, does he hit one of them?
Unfortunately, no. He does fail. However, he doesn't hit one of them. He just plain old misses. Sort of glances off your armoured shoulder, I think. If he got a crit fail, I probably would have had him kill his friend, but that's that's not what happened. Yeah, so he's had an unsuccessful roll there as well. So, Winnegan, back to you. You're now healed up a little bit.
There's only, like, two guys alive, right? And one of them is being shish kebabbed at the moment.
Yep. Two guys left. One of them's currently attached to Gertrude.
I'm only wrist deep on this one.
I'm sure you'll get there, dear.
A bit more clenching power.
I'm going to go over to Beverly.
All right, excellent.
Do what our robot wouldn't, and try a medicine check.
Anal resistance.
All right, so that's an intelligence and medicine.
Good sphincter control.
Two successes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Excellent. Now, you don't actually have a medicine score here, so this is just going to be 2 HP you get back from that.
Nothing better than freaking robot did.
Hey, the robot is medically trained.
Yes.
Too bad you never used that.
Yeah, the robot would have given you more HP back, but yeah, Winnegan does stabilize you. You are alive. You have 2 HP. Yeah, you do still have your injury, however, to your face, so your shots are still going to be at a double difficulty.
Okay. Just literally, like, you will try to look at Winnegan, give her a nod, and just turn to this fucker.
Speaking of medicine, Nurse Handy.
Yes, about me. Should I,
What are you doing?
Okay, this time I'm going to take the hit. I'm going to run up to Beverly and go, Beverly, you're hurt. I shall administer treatment.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Very sorry for delay. He runs on Internet Explorer.
Don't you mean Firefox?
Firefox is better than
Explorer. Okay, yeah, so you're going to be treating him. You're going to treat the injury, or are you going to treat his HP?
Not HP.
HP, alright, so he's leaving you dazed and concussed, but he has given you another 8 points of HP back.
Not too bad, thank you, I didn't mind you much.
Yeah, so you should be at 10 now.
Still staggering on her feet.
Speaking of which, you now have a chance to actually do something.
Yes. This is like. Pushes her two fists together and tries to aim for this one. She's dead.
Alright. Going in for a double fisting, Beverly.
Yes.
Swings in some motion. And does she hit? Two successes required. Go on.
Three dice out together. Come on, you bitch.
Okay, so you don't add your additional dice onto the roll, it's the damage, but all of your rolls were successful there, so we're happy to take that as two successes, despite the fact that you did it wrong. Yeah. Right, so now when you're rolling the damage, that's when you put your additional three dice on.
Dumbass.
Yeah, sounds about right.
There you go. Let's see where you hit him. 5 physical damage to the left arm. He has 1 damage resistance there. So he's taken 4 points.
Into the chest.
And he's back to boxing with Beverly. Fabulous. Billy Bob, Snufflepuff and Gertrude all have their chance to move now. You've got 2 guys left. What are you doing?
Can I put my foot in his ass?
You can try.
It out. What would that be?
I'm going to do it as an unarmed check, and in order to actually insert it, we're going to say 3 successes, but 2 successes will do additional damage.
So 3 but 2 for damage.
Yeah, 3 for a successful insertion of your foot.
2
successes. Yeah, so you kick him very hard in the arse.
Considering I'm technically hands full at the moment.
Give me your damage roll for that.
3.
And because I said... Because it was a well-aimed and timed shot, and I did say I'd give you extra damage, roll an additional 2 damage dice for me there.
Yay! That's
done. That. Yeah, so he takes 5. Another 4 points of damage.
Nice.
Fabulous. So he took a really childish kick to the arse.
Damn it, Gertrude wanted another foot.
Billy Bob and Snufflepuff, what are you up to?
Well.
Would you like Gertrude's weed puppet?
No, I think I'm going to attack this guy here. And I'm going to run up. And I'm going to learn my lesson. I'm not going to try and bayonet him. I'm going to run up in point blank range, shoot him in the face with the rabbit rifle.
Alright, he runs in between Gertrude and Beverly, raises his railway rifle up. And he takes the shot.
It's 1 success.
He succeeds. Hits him right dead center mass.
And 5 damage. Damn.
5 damage, but you also break off the remaining armor he has. And he is feeling it. He is injured right there. He's leaking a strange just off red blood color liquid.
Yummy.
Does Snufflepuff do anything?
I want to say Snufflepuff does the same thing. Even though she's a little hurt, she just got shocked. But she's gonna run up and try to attack him with her knife. She did take her knife back out of the guy's eye socket.
Excellent.
That's another fail. What is the deal here? What is going on?
She's shaking off being electrocuted. Let's give her a break.
Ugh.
Poor wee Doug. But yeah, so the courser that's just been kicked in the arse and then shot in the torso, he's not happy about anything that's going on here. He takes his Institute laser rifle. Where is it? There it is there. He fires a shot. Oh, three successes this time, Gertrude. He has managed to get a shot right in between both of your meat shields. That's unfortunate. He does some burst damage as well. 4 energy damage. Unfortunately, Billy Bob, you're going to be taking the brunt of that as well. So he
and his own
fires
thing, get the meat shield.
Wild.
The meat.
Ah, yeah, actually, he is closer. That is unfortunate for him. Billy Bob. And the meat shield are both going to take 4 points of energy damage.
And I take 4 as well, yeah?
And you take 4 as well, yes.
Where does it hit me?
Oh, let's just check. Gertrude hits you in the head. Billy Bob hits you in the right leg.
I take 1 energy damage because I have 3 damage energy damage resistance.
Nice, nice. Gertrude, anything in your head?
Just the one. I've already added it.
Brilliant. Yes, and your shish kebabbed man, he is still trying to shock you into submission with his baton.
I don't think you'll get how BDSM works here.
He successfully shocks you for an additional 5 energy damage to your torso. Well,
I have 2 there.
So another 3 points of damage to Gertrude.
Gertrude only has 3 health points left.
I was about to say, Gertrude must be getting quite low in HP now. I know you're a tanky bitch, but this is getting a bit ridiculous.
Nurse Handy to the rescue. Don't worry, Gertrude, I shall sustain you.
No.
Not until after the fight. Yeah, so it is everybody else's turn now, so Winnegan will go first.
Alright then. I'm just going to take a shot. With the energy rifle yet again.
Excellent, you cranking it any?
Eh, sure, why not? Just once though.
Additional damage dice for you, brilliant. Give me the shot first, see if it hits.
Sorry, just trying to adjust the ammo amount. Energy weapons. 1 success.
Fantastic. Are you able to kill the guy? He's got 5 hit points left. Roll the damage for me.
Wait, that isn't what I should have hit. Why did I hit that? It was this I was supposed to hit.
That's still a success.
Yeah. Ah, that was supposed to
hit. And you did. You did 6 points of damage. His armor's already been stripped off him. He is down. A successful shot into his already injured body, and he succumbs to his injuries. Another synth dead.
No one
left.
There's currently only 1 left. Currently shish kebabbed on the end of Gertrude's machete.
He's still alive.
Yep, he is swinging wild,
squirming,
and
pop shots in.
I think at this point, instead of having you roll your pot shots to try and take him out, I think we can wrap this up with everybody just piling on, everybody just beating the shit out of this guy.
I imagine it like the old comics of Batman and Robin, like bam, zap, pow, pow.
I was picturing the JoJo scene with a wine glass.
Yes. The poor man's body finally gives in to the blade that's currently inside him, and he splits in half.
Grab the legs, grab the arms, pull.
You have successfully defeated all of the synths that came to ambush you here, including the treacherous Dr. Rast, who was unable to get away with the geck that he so desired. Join us next time on A Pint of Cthulhu.